The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another at a loss as to whom he meant. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter nodded to him to find out whom he meant. He leaned back against Jesus' chest and said to him, "Master, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it." So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. After Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, "What you're going to do, do quickly." Now none of those reclining at table realized why he had said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money bag, Jesus had told him, "Buy what we need for the feast," or "to give something to the poor." So Judas took the morsel and left at once, and it was night. When he had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say it to you." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow later." Peter said to him, "Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times." The Gospel of the Lord. When Judas took the morsel, Gospel of John tells us, Satan entered him, and he left at once, and it was night. Now, when the Gospel of John tells us that it was night, he wasn't telling us the time of day. Understand, John loves Old Testament references, and he's making one right now, an important reference to the creation account. In the book of Genesis, do you remember how it went? In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless wasteland, and darkness covered the abyss. And then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Because God's will is always done. This darkness, this betrayal of Judas, this betrayal was darkness only for Judas's soul. And this is your thought for Holy Week. God makes all things, but all things, work for the good. His will is always accomplished. And even when people intend deliberate malice, God uses that for the exact opposite of what they intended. So, for example, if you are the Pharaoh of Egypt, God knows the hardness of your heart, and he uses it to set his people free and to show the world the wonders of his power. If you are a Pontius Pilate, God knows your cowardice, and he uses it to bring about the redemption in a way that never would have been possible before. And if you're one of the ancient persecutors of the church, if you're an Emperor Nero or an Emperor Diocletian or an Emperor Septimus Severus, and you want to smash the ancient church in its infancy, God knows the malice of your heart, and he uses it, and the only thing that's accomplished is that the gospel is spread even more. Understand this well. Whether you are good or evil, obedient or disobedient, rebellious or docile, God uses everything for his purposes. And even when the enemies of the church intend to cause great evil, they only succeed in doing the exact opposite because God's will is always done. And the only thing that ever hangs in the balance is the state of the soul of the one who acts. So I think about Judas. And I wonder what might have happened if he had repented. Imagine the scene, Judas going to the cross of Christ and asking his forgiveness right at the foot of the cross, and he would have given it to him. His blood falling upon him as he spoke. There'd be churches to Saint Judas the Repentant all throughout the world. And think of what the Renaissance masters, the great artists in history, could have done with that scene. They would have etched it in marble and made it an inlaid gold mosaic. Judas at the foot of the cross, but it was never meant to be. Instead, Jesus shows all of us the depths of his love. Remember this. At the Last Supper, when Jesus washes the feet of his apostles, he washes the feet of Judas, fully knowing what Judas is about to do. Now there's a reminder of charity for you. And what about the betrayal of St. Peter? St. Peter, who was so quick to speak and so slow to act, who had so much in the showroom and so little in the storeroom. What do we make of St. Peter? Well, St. Peter reminds us all of our weakness. Don't doubt it. Don't doubt for a moment that you are not capable of betraying your deepest convictions in a heartbeat, because you are. Any of us is only as strong as our reliance upon God's strength. So there's your little thought for Holy Week. Do not be dismayed by the evil of the world, even by the most deliberate malice. God, in his almighty power, is infinitely more powerful still. Let's you and I lean on Jesus' side just like St. John did, because you are going to be amazed at what God is about to do.